like, oh, that's why I needed to learn that or do it that way. it's like wishing you could skip over a bad relationship or, something like that, or get the degree but not have to go through all the schooling and work and things like that. And in the meantime, I'm also like musing on my own social inadequacies and there's like push away your best friends. Am I a bad person? Those awful things we like tell ourselves. And it's just, there's a lot of things going on there. But I think in the end, I come to the conclusion that I do need to go the long way around, and maybe we're better for it.
Yeah, there's something that's just that much more gratifying that when you take the when you don't go for the instant gratification, it seems more real.
Yeah, and there's something to be said also for like, I'll be 42 this year, and I sometimes think like I'm not ready to write music because I haven't had enough little like life experiences between albums or between songs or whatever. And sometimes you have to let the life sort of filter through a little bit until you're ready to interpret it into song.
And I guess I want to talk a little bit now about what you have in store for us in the future.
Right now, I don't have a whole lot going on. The obvious thing would be like touring or even an album release show. Neither of which I have any real plans for at the moment. I thought this would be a great opportunity to take my music to Europe. I haven't played solo in Europe other than like literally three shows. There's a war going on and COVID is still raging, and I don't feel quite ready yet, so I'm gonna play it by ear a little. We maybe have delayed the album release show till late spring or early summer, which I'm fine with still too. I just heard about a bunch of friends getting COVID at a karaoke party, so like maybe we're not ready for shows yet.
Yeah, and I think all that is excellent too, because I think there's so much artificial stress put upon us, like within the scene, to get things out in a timeline, in an orderly fashion. Yeah, and what does that do to anybody in a positive way?
I know. I it stresses me out. I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't like thinking about it. I don't like being pressured to do things like that. I understand you got to strike while the iron is hot, but it's like it'll still be here, a few months from now. It won't change the way it is. I do understand our, very short news cycle, and once, the initial excitement is over, like people just want to move on to the new thing. So, maybe if people are still interested at that time, they will stick around.
No, I think that's the healthiest way of doing that moving forward too. And yeah, it's like striking while the iron is hot is obviously like there's the benefit to that. But at the same time, it's like, are you really going to kill yourself trying to get that perfect show for a Tuesday night at the Fox where you got to get the hell off the stage at 11 o'clock, you know?
Yeah. Not worth
No,
it.
that's not going to be the make or break moment for the songs that you've been sitting on for, however many years.
Well, and I also have this problem where I wrote the songs while I recorded them, so I haven't like lived with them as a performer. A lot of people in a band will like learn and play their songs and then record them, but I did them at, like did it backwards, so I technically don't know how to play these songs. I'm working on some backing tracks and things like that for them, so I'm also in no hurry to be ready to put on a show.
Well, please let us know when you do have anything planned, if
Will.
you do, because we'd be happy to support you in any way here at CJSF. And I guess lastly, before we end things off here, I'm just wondering if you have any advice for maybe for musicians who are having a tough time during the pandemic. It doesn't have to be sage advice or anything, but just anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lesson that I learned while doing this, and it is, you know, voice leading is the term is like a musical composition thing where it's like about how you write parts for like harmony and things like that. So it's like harmony rules. I don't always follow them myself, but I liked the double entendre of leading with my voice and in a sense like following and listening to my own voice. And I think that would be my number one piece of advice to people is like, listen to that thing that, you know, create the music you want to hear. You know, that's how I've always described this music that I make is like, I make the kind of music I want to hear.
I think that's great advice. Well, thank you so much for coming on to today's show. I really appreciate it. And before we let you go, I wonder if there is one last track off of your album that you would like us to play.
What do we got here? Why don't we play Desire Path?
Larissa, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And you take care now.
Thanks, you too, Joey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey folks, this is Joey Chaos, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcast to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. We've just finished up our feature-length interview with Larissa Loiva of Kelarissa, and we're about to listen to her track, Desire Path, and that one's off of her latest full-length album, Voice Leading. And for the rest of the show, Larissa has curated a whole bunch of songs from some of her favorite artists, and the first track that we're going to be playing for those are Black Sheep by Gentle Party, but before that, let's listen to Desire Path.
Conquest, CJSF's first program devoted entirely to playing FemCon. Short for female content, FemCon is music written, composed, and or performed by primarily female-identified people. FemConquest aims to bring attention to women in music who are often underrepresented in all music genres. FemConquest every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcast to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. If you're just tuning in to today's show, we just wrapped up our feature-length interview with Larissa Loiva of Kelarissa, and we played a couple of tracks from her album, and the last couple tracks that we listened to were some that were curated by her for the rest of the show. We started off the last couple songs with Kelarissa's own Desire Path. Again, that one's off of her album Voice Leading, which just came out April 1st on Mint Records. And following that, we had the Hypnotic Black Sheep by Gentle Party, and I slipped in another one of her picks, Instant Coffin by the Golden Age of Wrestling. That project's by Jeff Kincaid, and he also did some production on the latest Kelarissa album as well. We got another pick from Larissa coming up next for you. The track is Broken Jaw by Vancouver's Anybody's. And after that, we're going to be playing a track submitted by an artist. It is Brilliant Things by Subterranean Lovers. And if you want your music played on Oh No Radio, by all means, give us a shout and we will get your jams on the airwaves. That's what campus radio is for. And don't forget to stay tuned, because after our show is the Downliner's Crypt for the best in everything garage rock, surf, and twangy. And head over to cjsf.ca to find all the other great programming we have and also how you can become involved with the station. Anyways, thanks for listening to today's show. As you could maybe hear, I've been sick during this show. I've been sick for a week, so I'm doing my best. So if it was a little bit of a weird one, that's why. Anyways, we're going to get back to the music. Up next, Broken Jaw by Anybody's, and following that, Brilliant Things by Subterranean Lovers. Take care, have a great day, and bye-bye.
want to love you like a martyr. I want to love you like a king. I want to love you like a god. I want to love you more than I've loved anything. I want to love you like a poet. I want to love you like an artist.
A community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca. Broadcasting on